You are now listening to Fairy Tale Stories from Pod Hour. Enjoy this story and be sure to subscribe for more stories in the future. Once upon a time in the enchanted land of Celestia, there was a small, picturesque village nestled between the rolling hills and the sparkling river. The village was known for its lush gardens, friendly people, and the most beautiful singing birds that filled the air with their melodious tunes. Life in the village was serene, and the people cherished the simple pleasures of life. In the heart of the village lived a young girl named Alara, known for her radiant smile and compassionate heart. Alara had the most beautiful garden in the village, with blossoming flowers of every hue and tall, majestic trees that provided shade on warm summer days. Her garden was a sanctuary for the animals and birds of the village, and she spent her days tending to the plants and creatures that called it home. One sunny morning, while Alara was watering her flowers, a curious little rabbit hopped into her garden. This rabbit was unlike any she had seen before. It had a coat of shimmering silver fur, and its eyes sparkled like the brightest stars in the night sky. Intrigued, Alara approached the rabbit, and as she did, it stood up on its hind legs and spoke to her in a soft, gentle voice. "Alara, I am Lumen, the messenger of the Moon Queen. She has sent me to tell you that a great darkness is approaching the land of Celestia. The wicked sorcerer, Noctis, is planning to plunge the world into eternal night by stealing the sun. The queen believes that you possess a pure and loving heart, one that can save our land. She requests your help in stopping Noctis and restoring light to the world." Alara was taken aback, unsure of how she could possibly help save the sun. But she knew she couldn't stand by while darkness threatened her beloved village. She agreed to help Lumen and set off on a quest to save the sun and restore light to Celestia. As they journeyed through the land, they encountered various magical creatures, each one offering assistance and guidance. They met a wise old owl who gave them a map to Noctis's hidden lair, a gentle giant who carried them across treacherous mountains, and a sly fox who helped them navigate through a dark, enchanted forest. After many days of travel, they finally arrived at the sorcerer's lair. It was a cold, dark place, surrounded by twisted, lifeless trees. As they entered, they found Noctis standing before a great crystal orb, which had trapped the sun's light within it. His eyes gleamed with malice as he saw Alara and Lumen approach. "Your quest ends here," Noctis sneered. "You cannot stop me from plunging the world into darkness." But Alara, filled with love and determination, stood her ground. She remembered the words of the Moon Queen, who had appeared to her in a dream, telling her that the power of love could overcome the darkest of evils. With her heart full of courage, Alara reached out and touched the crystal orb. As she did, a brilliant light emanated from her heart, illuminating the lair and weakening the sorcerer. The power of her love broke the orb's enchantment, and the sun's light was released, flooding the world with warmth and brightness once more. The wicked sorcerer was vanquished, and peace returned to Celestia. Alara and Lumen returned to the village as heroes, and their story was told for generations to come. The people of Celestia learned the importance of love and kindness, and their world remained a beacon of light and hope for all who lived there. And so, Alara's garden continued to flourish, becoming an even more magical place, as the sun's warmth and light nourished the plants and creatures. Word of Alara's enchanted garden spread far and wide, and people from all over Celestia came to visit, seeking solace and inspiration from its beauty. As the years passed, Alara's garden grew more diverse and vibrant, attracting even rarer and more mystical creatures. The once timid, silver-furred rabbit Lumen became Alara's loyal companion and a guardian of the garden. Together, they continued to nurture and protect the haven they had created. One day, a young prince named Orion arrived at the village. He had traveled from a distant kingdom, having heard tales of Alara's incredible garden and her heroic deeds. Upon meeting Alara, he was instantly captivated by her warmth, kindness, and the love she showed for all living things. Orion spent many days exploring the garden with Alara, learning about the plants, animals, and the magic that resided within. As they walked among the flowers and trees, their friendship blossomed into love, and the two became inseparable. Realizing that they were destined to be together, Orion asked Alara to be his queen, and she gladly accepted. They were married in a magnificent ceremony in the heart of the garden, surrounded by their friends and loved ones. The people of Celestia rejoiced, for they knew that their beloved Alara would continue to share her love and kindness with the world as their queen. Under the rule of Alara and Orion, the kingdom flourished, becoming a haven of peace, love, and harmony. The enchanted garden continued to grow, its beauty reflecting the goodness that lived within the hearts of the people. And so, the legacy of Alara's love lived on, inspiring countless generations to embrace the power of kindness and compassion. The enchanted land of Celestia remained a beacon of hope, a testament to the magic that can be found in even the simplest of gardens, and the incredible strength that lies within the purest of hearts.